Unit 1. Students' Book. A2. A Native American speaks out. Activity 2. Page 19. Listen and read the following text.
My name's Sherry Quintana, and I'm a member of the Navajo tribe. I grew up on a reservation in New Mexico. I studied economy. I've been living in a town called Jicarilla for 2 years. I'm the manager of a big oil company, which belongs to my tribe. I know my tribe's history for the last 5 centuries. Since the end of the bloody conflicts between the Indians and the white man a century ago, most Indians have lived in poverty on reservations. Unemployment has always been very high for the Indians. The white people have always controlled life on about 300 reservations across the country, and Indians have never liked this outside control. There have been many protests and demonstrations. More and more young Indians go to college nowadays. This is very important because we need more educated Indians so that we can cope better with the white people. Alamo is my tribe's home. There are about 3,000 people there. Old people in my tribe have seen many changes, but their lifestyle hasn't changed much. They still make their shoes themselves, go to bed at sunset, and get up at sunrise. It's different with young Indians. They live in modern houses in cities, drive fast cars, enjoy watching TV, and speak English. I really like Indian traditions. When I go back home, I speak my own language with my brothers, sisters, and relatives. I have a son, and I gave him his Indian name. In the last few years, Indians have become prouder and more interested in tribal life and customs. Many tribes, which were separated in the past by their differences, have now come together to fight for their rights. Over 200 Indian tribes across the USA are claiming back their land, which the white man has taken from them. We have reached many of our goals, but we still have a long way to go. Our journey through history has not ended yet.